Good morning, good morning. Morning. Yeah, there we go. We should be up. How we doing? Hey, Miss Becky. T, what's up, guys? Putting this right here. There we go. How we doing? We good? We good? Love seeing your guys. What's that?
I'm excited about my crane.
As you should be. I've seen it. I'm jealous of your crane. So faith will conquer fear. So, deciding on a hero or heroine of the Bible and beginning the prep work for the sermon was a challenging task for me. I stand before you and openly admit I was fearful in writing this. Coming from someone who writes quite frequently, I felt overwhelmed knowing that I was to speak on somebody who I may know very little about. Faith Will Conquer Fear is an aptly titled sermon. Hear these words spoken from the psalmist. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? Would you please pray with me? Gracious Father, I thank you for bringing us all together in your house to hear today's message. Breathe into these words of mine and allow them to penetrate the minds and hearts of those in attendance. Lord, I stand before you and give you all the glory in making my words come to fruition. I ask these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. Faith will conquer fear. It is a phrase we can carry with us throughout our lives and are reminded of God's faithfulness in our darkest times, and one that offers us all hope and salvation if we just look to Him. So I thought long and hard about who I wanted to expose for their character and godly stance in the Bible. That person, through fervent prayer, was finally narrowed down, or shall I say, revealed to me, as the prophet Daniel. Now, I want to pose a question to you all this morning. What is the one thing we think of when we hear the name Daniel mentioned in the Bible? That's awesome. Thank you. It's actually written right here, so I appreciate that response. Yes, yes, of course, lions, the lion's den. So, that really worked out, thank you. So, as I began my research on Daniel and his story, the first place I found myself looking was in my oldest son Reed's bedroom. I knew the exact placement where two particular books I was looking for resided. Right beside his bed. There is rarely a time that myself or my wife Emily doesn't read a particular Bible story to Reed and Seely before turning in for the night. One of his favorite stories is that of Daniel in the lion's den. Even Seely, my youngest son, loves the story about the roar. That's the lion, by the way. This year's Vacation Bible School theme, Babylon, Daniel's courage in captivity, sparked an excitement in the Morrow household. Reed and Seely were both able to learn about the story of Daniel on a deeper level. It was thrilling that week to see the message of God's love and faithfulness registering on the children's faces. Thank you, Susan Fletcher, for the opportunity to take your words and the stories from the book of Daniel and bring them to life on stage. This is evangelism at its finest. And we thank you for being faithful and obedient to using the many gifts God has blessed you with. And I think of you, Susan, whenever I come across this verse in Scripture. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Okay, so how do I do this? Do I tell you about the different instances when God is faithful throughout the book of Daniel? Well, if that's the case, the sermon may end up being a two-parter, and I can't handle that. I'm kidding. Preparing for one sermon was enough for me. But as I closed my eyes and prayed to God, asking him for guidance, the only vision and words I was receiving from him was to do what I do best. Write to them. Yeah, God, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to write a sermon for you all. No. No, no, said God. To your boys. Write them a letter telling them the story about why Daniel is your biblical hero. Make it meaningful and applicable to them in their current lives. God was telling me to write my two sons a letter letting them know that God is faithful in all circumstances. Look at those smiles. Okay. Okay, I can do this. And with them having started school this week, Reed just entered into a new elementary school to start kindergarten, and Seeley being at a school without his big brother, both were going to face changes and challenges, but not without the presence of God. My dearest boys, Reed and Seeley, I wanted to share a story with you both about someone you may know a little bit about already. His name is Daniel. Yes, Healy, I can hear your loud roar echoing throughout the room. I love your roar, buddy. Like many young kids, I'm sure you've heard the story from spending time with Miss Linda in the nursery, Miss Maureen in your class, Reed, and of course this past June at VBS. But there's so much more to Daniel than just him being thrown into the lion's den. He was a man after God's own heart. He sought out, which means to look for, God in every area of his life. He wanted to please God with how he behaved and how he worshiped him. Obviously, Daddy's timing was just a few days shy of being able to deliver this letter to you, both before your first day of school. I want you to know why I chose Daniel as my hero in the Bible to preach this message in church. I will try my best to make Daniel's experiences something you might relate to. Example number one. Daniel and several of his friends were taken away from their homes to a far-off land in Babylon. That must have been scary for Daniel and his buddies, since they had to leave their family, friends, and likely toys behind. I'm pretty sure they didn't have Paw Patrol and Mickey and the gang to take with them. Daniel was going to a new place where he didn't know anybody, except some of the other young boys he had traveled with. But just like Daniel, you both experienced new changes this past week. Reed, you started kindergarten at your big boy school across the street. There were more kids than your last school, different teachers, quite a bit of changes. And you too, Seeley, you started back to your old school with the same teacher and classmates. But something was different. But something was different. You didn't have your older brother a few classroom doors away. While Mommy, Reed, and I were only several hundred yards away, it's scary knowing that your protective or that your protective big brother is no longer a resident at your preschool / daycare. But do you know who is? God is. God has taken up full-time tenancy within your lives. God is with you both. Just like Daniel, God gave you both courage to face any fears you may have experienced on those first couple of days. Because as we learned in Vacation Bible School, when you're lonely, God is with you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Example number two. Daniel, just like you two, had friends who believed in God and obeyed his commandments. His buddies who you both learned at VBS were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown into a fiery furnace for not bowing down to a big, tall, golden statue. That statue wasn't of God. No, it was of the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar. But just like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew it was wrong to obey anyone other than God, and that they were willing to suffer even if it meant to give up their life for God. For the both of you, school will test you both on your morals. Morals are in knowing what is right and wrong and taking a firm stance in what you believe. Daniel and his friends had strong morals, and Mommy and I are doing our best to instill strong morals in you as well. You will have peers, new and old, that will test you and try to see if you will make bad decisions. When you stand for what is right and refuse to go along with the crowd, you may be teased or even disciplined, and that's scary to think about. In the end, God will reward those who remain faithful to him, because when you're afraid, God is with you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And lastly, example number three, the story about the lion's den. The scary, dreaded lion's den. The lion's den was the culmination of an arduous journey for Daniel. This is the part that made him my hero. Daniel never stopped being obedient and faithful to God. He prayed habitually 3 times a day without fail. He pursued God's friendship with an unflinching fire. Yes, Seely, I know, hot, hot. Even when the authorities within the kingdom saw that Daniel was still praying to God instead of to the king and risked being thrown into the lion's den, Daniel stayed committed to God and God's plan for his life. Now, how does a lion's den relate to your life? I don't think we have to worry about you boys being thrown into a den of lions. But I do want you to know this. Daniel stayed obedient to God throughout his life. He had faith, also known as belief, in God so much that it didn't matter if he died or was rescued from the lions. Daniel had already been rescued by God. Daniel knew if he was obedient to God, that God would be faithful in rescuing him. You see, boys, God was the result in Daniel's life. Daniel just did his part. You are going to experience loneliness and fear throughout your lives, but what will likely always accompany those feelings is thankfulness. You will both grow so much in your walk with God if you can look at the challenges in your lives as God's promises coming to the rescue. No, he's not a member of the Marvel or DC comic superhero pack. He's in a class by himself. And his kingdom reigns over all. Now, isn't that a cape worth wearing? The cape of a Christian? I'm beyond proud of you both. You encourage me in my walk with God and how much love and acceptance you show to others. Daniel may have been my hero in the Bible, but you two boys are my earthly ones. That makes me a blessed and thankful father. Because when you're thankful, God is with you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. I love you always, Dad. Thank you.